Archival documents relating to the electrostatic power, its origin, dispersal, and the possibility of a cure. 1. Description of the short Second World War propaganda film, Protection Against Gas. The film itself has been lost. The film is 2 minutes and 52 seconds long. At the start, a brass band strikes up. The percussion joins in with the brass, and the tune is jaunty as the title comes up on the screen. The title is Protection Against Gas. The card is hand-inked, wavering slightly as the camera focuses on it, before a sharp cut to a group of men in white coats, standing in front of a huge vat of liquid. They wave and smile at the camera.
At the Ministry of War Laboratories, says the clipped male voiceover, the backroom boys work double shifts on their latest brainwave.
The men dip a ladle into the liquid and, using a pipette, drop some of it onto testing papers. They smile. They add a single droplet to the water bottle of a white rat in a cage with a large black inked X on its back. The brass band ups the tempo as the rat drinks the water.
Staying one step ahead of the enemy is the only way to keep the population safe. This rat has been given a dose of the new nerve strengthener developed to combat gas attack.
Cut away to another rat in a cage. No X on the back.
This rat has not.
A canister of white gas is opened in the small room containing the two cages, and the scientists, wearing breathing apparatus, retreat behind a glass wall. The untreated rat succumbs quickly, waving its forepaws in the air distressingly before it begins to twitch. We do not follow its final throes. The rat with the X on its back continues to suck at the bottle, nibble at food pellets, and even run in its exercise wheel as the smoke drifts past the cameras.
As you can see, says the brisk voiceover, it works.
One of the scientists takes off his gas mask and walks decisively into the smoke-filled room. He waves from inside and takes deep lungfuls.
And it's safe for humans.
The scene changes to a waterworks, where a pipe is being hooked up from a small tanker lorry into an outlet valve in the floor.
They call it Guardian Angel. The medical cure that has kept Allied forces safe from enemy attack by gas is now being given to the general population.
Two balding middle-aged men, one with a toothbrush moustache and wearing a dark suit, shake hands as a meter shows the liquid from the lorry slowly going down.
Just a tiny amount in the drinking water will be enough to protect an entire town. This single tank is sufficient to treat the drinking water for 500,000 people. Coventry, Hull, and Cardiff will be the first to receive the water treatment. Working at this pace, the entire country will be covered within 3 months.
A mother on the street of a northern town lifts her baby out of the pram, rests it on a cloth on her shoulder, and looks up, concerned, to the clear sky.
So mother can feel secure that her baby need no longer fear nerve gas attack. Rest easy, mother and child.
The music reaches a crescendo. The screen darkens. The reel ends. 2. Notes distributed to journalists to accompany the BBC programme, The Source of Power. The story of Guardian Angel was forgotten shortly after the Second World War. As with so many ideas which worked flawlessly, there was no reason to re-examine it. At the time, however, Guardian Angel was a tremendous success and a propaganda victory. Tests on the general population in Britain proved that the substance accumulated in the system. Even a week spent drinking Guardian Angel-laced water would provide never-ending protection against nerve gas. Guardian Angel was manufactured in great vats in the heartland of the USA and in the home counties of the UK. It was transported by tanker to friendly nations, to Hawaii and to Mexico, to Norway, to South Africa, and to Ethiopia. The enemy's U-boats harried the vessels, as they did every shipment coming to or from the Allies. Inevitably, one dark night in September 1944, a tanker was sunk, with all hands, 16 miles off the coast of Portugal, on its way to the Cape of Good Hope.
Subsequent research has found that over the following months, in the coastal towns of Aveiro, Espinho, and Porto, strange things washed ashore. Fish much larger than any they'd seen before. Shoals of these unusually sized creatures had apparently hurled themselves at the beaches. The people in the villages and towns along the coast ate the fish. An analysis by a conscientious Portuguese official in 1947 revealed that Guardian Angel was detectable in the groundwater as far inland as Estrela, near the Spanish border. But his suggestion that the water table should be tested across Europe was rejected. There were no resources available for the task. Some analysis suggests that the sinking of this one ship was the critical moment. Others maintain that, once the liquid had entered the water cycle at any point, in any reservoir, in any place in the world, it would inevitably spread. Other potential sources of contamination include a spill from a rusted container in Buenos Aires several years after the war, and an explosion at a munitions dump in southern China. Nonetheless, the oceans of the world are connected to one another. The water cycle is endless. Although Guardian Angel had been forgotten after the Second World War, it continued to concentrate and magnify its potency in the human body. Research has now established it as the undoubted trigger, once certain concentrations had been reached, for the development of the electrostatic power in women. Any woman who was 7 years old or younger during the Second World War may have skein buds on the points of her collarbones. Although not all do, it will depend on what dose of Guardian Angel was received in early childhood, and on other genetic factors. These buds can be activated by a controlled burst of electrostatic power by a younger woman. They are present in increasingly large proportions of women with every birth year that passes. Women who were about 13 or 14 years old around the day of the girls almost invariably possess a full skein. Once the skein power has been activated, it cannot be taken away without tremendous danger to the woman's life. It is theorized that Guardian Angel merely amplified a set of genetic possibilities already present in the human genome. It is possible that, in the past, more women possessed a skein, but that this tendency was bred out over time. 3. SMS conversation between the Home Secretary and the Prime Minister, classified and released under the 30-year rule. PM. Just read the report, Home Secretary. Thoughts?
We can't release it, Prime Minister.
The US is set to release in a month.
Fuck's sake. Ask them to delay.
They're adopting a policy of radical openness. They're evangelical about it.
As usual.
You can't stop Americans being American.
They're 5,000 miles from the Black Sea. I'll talk to the Secretary of State. We need to tell them it's a NATO matter. Releasing the report will harm the stability of fragile regimes. Regimes that could easily get their hands on chemical and biological weapons.
It's going to leak, anyway. We need to think about how this impacts on us.
There's going to be pandemonium.
Because there's no cure.
No fucking cure. It's not a fucking crisis anymore. This is the new reality.
4. Online advertisement collection, preserved by the Internet Archive Project. 4A. Keep safe with your personal defender. The personal defender is safe, reliable, and easy to use. The battery pack worn on your belt connects to a wrist-mounted taser. This product is approved by police officers and has been independently tested. It is discreet. No one needs to know you can defend yourself but you. It is ready at hand. No need to fumble in a holster or pocket if under attack. You will not find any other product as reliable and effective. Complete with an additional phone charging socket. Note, the personal defender was subsequently withdrawn, following incidents fatal to the users. It was established that a woman's body, receiving a large electric shock, would often produce a large reflexive arc bouncing back towards her attacker, even if she fell unconscious. The manufacturers of the personal defender settled a class action suit out of court with the families of 17 men who were killed in this way. 4B. Increase your power with this one weird trick. Women all over the world are learning how to increase the duration and strength of their power using this secret knowledge. Our ancestors knew the secret. Now, researchers at Cambridge University have discovered this one weird trick to improve performance. Expensive training programs don't want you to know this easy way to succeed. Click here to learn the $5 trick that will put you head and shoulders above the rest. 4C. Defensive slip-on undersocks. The natural way to protect yourself against attack. No poison, no pellets, no powders. Entirely efficient protection against electricity. Simply put these rubber socks on under your normal shoes and socks. No one need know you're wearing them, and unlike a shoe, they cannot easily be removed by an assailant. 2 supplied per pack. Absorbent lining locks away foot moisture.